Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the third episode of my podcast. I'm joined here with Asher, Jake, and Gabe. And so one insanely interesting thing about our guest, Asher, is he grew up and he was born in Kenya. So just to ask you, what was your favorite food in Kenya?
Favorite food? Probably they had this stew and something called a chapati. Mm-hmm. It's like chapati's like a bread kind of thing, like a naan but more crispy anyway, and like the stew, and it was like this beef stew. It was really good, and you like dip the chapati in the stew. It was like local, you know, cuisine.
That sounds awesome. Fair. And so you told me that the communities where you're from are a lot closer than America.
Yes,
you knew your neighbors very well. Is there any game that you play there that you didn't necessarily play here, and it would just seem like it was a different way of life? Of course it is, but it just seemed like that game was a lot more popular back there than it is over here, and if you played it with the neighborhood kids, what would that be?
We didn't like play any like specific games, but what we would do is like we'd have like crazy Nerf wars or like stick fights, you know. We'd like build trenches with like shovels and stuff. It was all outside. Like, we built tree houses, we'd carve out bushes, just a bunch of like really fun, you know, community things that we do. The Nerf wars there were insane though. Like, we'd have like 50 people sometimes.
That's awesome.
All going at it in like trenches. It was pretty cool.
So to people that have never seen much of Kenya, don't know much about Kenya, is it more Americanized, more first world country, like more modern than most people think? Or was it as certain people would depict it as being kind of run down and third world?
I mean, it's definitely not as modern, but
right.
Yeah, there's like in the cities, like maybe the major capital city of Kenya, Nairobi, we live pretty close to it. We'd always go there to get all of our, like, our food. Like, we'd go once a week or whatever.
Right.
And then we'd bring all that stuff home. And then to, like, the less populated, less civilized, you know, community that we lived in. But we had running water. We had everything. It's just the thing was everything was limited, you know. Like, you couldn't take, like, an hour shower or something. Like, we'd usually, like, share bath water, you know, because not hot water
right.
was limited. So everything just, there was a limit on everything. But we had everything, basically.
Yeah. So the reason you guys were there is your parents are missionaries. Now that's awesome. So what were the services that you guys did for the community while you guys were missionaries in Kenya?
So we attended this school called Rift Valley Academy, and that basically the purpose of that school was to take missionaries' kids from all over Africa and basically educate them. You know, because the you know, missionaries, they couldn't, like, teach their kids school while they were in the mission field.
Right.
So they'd send it over, and it was a boarding school. And basically, the kids there would, you know, just do their normal school while their parents were out serving. So both my parents were teachers. They taught, and then we went to the school because we were just, you know, their kids. And we also do, like, community service. You know, we'd always go out into our little village that we lived in, and, you know, we'd do trash pickups, we donate stuff to orphanages. It was all like, you know, one big community that kind of helped out while we were, you know, the main goal of the school was to teach, you know, missionary kids.
Right. So what you said on a lot of it wasn't as advanced technologically as America, but it wasn't as back in time as many people would think. That reminds me of Nacho Libre in the movie where they're in Mexico, and it's almost like they're stuck in the 70s. That it was filmed in 2006.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they were stuck in the 70s. Like, you know how they were driving the old cars?
Yeah.
And all that? And, yeah, I mean, it feels like it was back in time, but it wasn't so far back as to what people may think it is.
Yeah.
Right? So, did you ever visit any other countries outside of Kenya?
I actually never did. We'd go close to borders and stuff, but like, and I traveled all around Kenya, but I never actually left like into Uganda or Ethiopia or anywhere. I wanted to. If I had stayed in high school, there was a bunch of different trips that would go to Ethiopia and other places that I never got to do because I was just like a little kid when I was there. But because I left before at the end of sixth grade, so I didn't get many opportunities that the high school kids would get.
Yeah. So coming to America, what was your first reaction coming to your first American school and meeting these two guys?
So
now, actually, we had this thing called a furlough, and it happened every 4 years. We'd go back to Kenya or to America to visit family and friends. So every time we went, we'd usually go to a school. So it wasn't my first American school. Like, I'd usually go to public school for like one term or one semester or whatever. But yeah, we had been there, but this was a lot different because in the past when I visited school, I knew it was just, you know, temporary. Like, oh yeah, these are my friends I'll make for like, you know, 2 months. And then, but now coming here, I realize I'm going to be here for a lot longer. So
you're stuck with me.
You're stuck with these guys.
Yeah. Basically.
This L. Hold this L. No, but, yeah, how did you guys meet Asher? Was he just in your classes?
Oh, no. Yeah. I actually met him because one of my best friends from sixth grade sat at the same lunch table as him, so I did too. And then he moved this year at, like, Christmas time, so, yeah.
Well, that's almost a bad time to move. You don't want to move in the middle of the year. Yeah, that can be pretty bad. Especially, but, so, you're here now. Could you see yourself going back?
Yes, definitely. I don't know if we will. It's up to my family. We might go after my brother graduates this year. He's a senior this year. But it's honestly,
like,
I doubt
moving.
It. Yeah, I doubt it. You know, my parents are kind of done with that mission.
Favorite accent? Go.
British.
American.
I like America, Southern. Too. There's just so many different accents in America. You got Texan,
New York, New Jersey, coastal.
I think New Jersey is full of, like, that area, you would think that, like, it's full of Italianish, Americanized accents. And they have good pizza up there. I think New York pizza is probably the best. New York style.
I kind of like Chicago style pizza, the deep dish.
Yeah, I got that from Chicago. It was pretty good. Did you get any, say, different types of video games, different types of technologies once you came to America?
No, not really.
Not really. You had everything the same.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have, like, internet. Like, we had internet, but it was, like, usually in, like, one room of the house or something. Uh-huh. Like, we'd have a router in one room, right. And that's where you have to be. But, yeah, so, again, everything was just limited.
So, while our other guest naps...
I'll go sleep.
Is it comfy in the beanbag chair?
Yeah, I have a beanbag at my house, and it's not. It doesn't have like this velvety kind of
fur.
Yeah, it doesn't have any fur on it.
Yeah, I mean,
we didn't slaughter an animal and tape it to ours to make it comfortable.
The animal's name was Greg, by the way.
Greg.
Yeah. A lot of people, they like to film visually what the podcast looks like. We just do the voice. So if you don't know, we're crammed into my bedroom and I set up this plastic table that you set up at a picnic. It has a dent in the middle. I had other options, but I was kind of quick. And we're crammed. We got the beanbag chair doesn't actually fit. It's not sitting there normally. We got one dude on the bed and then me and Asher are at the table and then Gabe is just chilling.
He stole my beanbag. I was there first. He literally pushed me out of the way.
I did not push you out of the way. I sat next to you.
Okay, so Jake, you said that your family found the podcast.
Oh, yeah, my older brother and my sister.
Did they listen to it?
Yeah.
What did they say?
They made fun of us.
They made fun of us for
what? Specifically me.
For what?
For being sounding boring.
But, I mean, that was our first episode. You can't necessarily go off of and say that it was bad. I mean, we're learning.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of people from our school also found it.
Dude, I still have no idea what I'm doing.
My back-scratching company didn't work too well.
We'll make it one day.
Who are you selling to? Like, your parents?
Hey, Jeff. Believe in your dreams. Remember the dude? There's this dude, right? He was asking Elon Musk questions. And he asked to become... He said he was, like, really smart, and he said that he had Elon Musk intelligence. He asked to become the vice chairman of Tesla.
And he got told no.
He got told no. But that's a villain origin story. He's going to come back, and he's going to be...
You can't just ask for a position in a company and get mad when you don't get it.
I know he was mad, but he's going to come back and he's going to be successful, like Gabe's back scratching company. So you said that kids at your school, I have a couple of kids that listen to it. You said that kids at your school found it. Mm-hmm. What they, like, was it awkward?
When you know
like,
who? Oh, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Noah Lewis found it. Lewis. I think a couple other people found it.
Well, I think it's
no name drop.
Lewis is Lewis. You can say his name.
Well, I think it's just because we talked about it.
Yeah.
At the lunch.
At the lunch.
The lunch.
The lunch.
Yeah. They're probably listening to us, like, now, so.
Well, this isn't live.
No, it's
not. Well, they'll, maybe they'll listen to this or
something. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're gonna listen.
We're live. I was told to do an Instagram live of the filming, but, like, we have to take multiple recordings because we mess up a lot. So that would be boring. It's like nobody wants to go watch a movie being filmed or a TV. Well, people watch TV shows being filmed. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, people watch TV shows being filmed, but that would be kind of boring.
I mean, there's some people who just like record, like some people will watch like the entire process of like people making songs. Like there's like a guy who streams his entire process of him like recording. No, not Travis Scott. Of him like recording like he makes like songs, and he'll like record the entire process, and it'll take like several hours just to get like two verses.
Wow. Speaking of Travis Scott, did you have the Travis Scott burger when I was a thing?
No.
No, but yesterday I had the BTS meal from McDonald's.
I'm BTS, Jimin.
I had it.
Jimin.
It's literally just chicken McNuggies and fries and a drink.
Did you name each McNuggie after the BTS members?
Let's be honest, none of them actually eat McDonald's.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah,
I'm not even sure if they have it.
I don't think they eat.
No, they definitely
have it. They definitely do.
They have it like
McDonald's
everywhere.
Everywhere.
I don't think they even eat, so.
Does Russia have McDonald's?
They're robots. They get charged.
Kind of McDonald's has Russia.
There's like McDonald's everywhere except for like, I'm pretty sure they aren't even in China.
I saw a picture. It's like the first McDonald's being opened in the Soviet Union had this insanely long line.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just good stuff.
I saw a post.
There's no McDonald's in Kenya.
There's a McDonald's in Vietnam. McDonald's in Vietnam was opened recently.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenya just got recently, like, the American chains, like Burger King.
You can't stop American food.
All they have is Burger King, Pizza Hut, Subway, and Domino's.
Like, didn't the Soviet Union at one point literally give the Pepsi company, like, submarines and, like, battleships in exchange for selling Pepsi to the Soviet Union?
Yeah.
Like,
Pepsi
at one point
like,
had, like, the world's fourth largest navy because the Soviet Union sold them warships.
That's
awesome.
In exchange for Pepsi,
and then the Pepsi just resold them and broke them down for money. Because they didn't have
Pepsi
anything to
Pepsi could have declared war on, like, China, and Pepsi could have taken over China. Imagine the Republic of Pepsi. But instead they decided to sell those warships.
Pepsi.
Oh,
I would have gone to war with Pepsi, to be honest. I don't even like Pepsi that much, but I would have gone to war with them.
Pepsi and Coke, like, what's the difference?
There really is.
I like Coke more.
Difference.
I prefer the same. I prefer Coke, though. Coca-Cola is classic. Coca-Cola used to have drugs in it, though. Is that the BTS
border
burger?
Oh, no. The BTS does not have burgers. They have chicken McNuggets. BTS.
The chicken McNuggets, they're just made different at McDonald's.
Yes.
So you said that there was no McDonald's in Kenya.
No McDonald's, no.
So your reaction, what was your reaction to your first
have
time?
Have you ever had fast food in America? And what is it?
Of course, yes.
Of course, he lives here now. Jake.
Okay, but the first time, I don't know if you'll remember this or not, but like the first time you went to like a McDonald's or a fast food restaurant in America.
Yes.
What was it and what was the experience like?
All right. First time that I can remember, it's probably 2011 maybe. And I remember we were in Pennsylvania, and we went to a McDonald's right after we got out of the airport with my grandma, and my brother fell asleep on like one of like the seats because like we were super jet lagged, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what the food tasted like. I just remember my brother falling asleep. I know we went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I always got the chicken nuggets. I know that.
I remember being in Hawaii, going to a Burger King, and I drank expired milk.
That's disgusting.
It was. Like, seriously, I didn't drink milk for like a year after that because I was petrified. I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Milk can be so good or so bad, but no, I don't drink
milk. In Kenya is not good. Like, there's a saying that if the milk in Kenya starts tasting good, then you know you've been there too long.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Did it ever start tasting good though?
Yeah, once you're there for like 3 years, it tastes fine.
How does it like not taste? What does it taste like?
You get used to it, and then you
like. What does it taste like that it doesn't taste good? I think milk just tastes like milk.
I really don't know how to explain
goat milk.
It's just not good milk. Well,
I saw a meme. It's like there's ice cream in Zootopia. Where did they get the milk from?
Oh my gosh.
Almonds.
Plants.
I'd say almonds.
Almonds. That's true.
Plant-based milk.
That's a thing. Lactose intolerance.
Lactose intolerant. Lactose Nation.
Nice.
Nice.
Is that the BTS meal?
Yeah, this is the chicken
McNuggets. I thought that was a hash brown.
Yeah, it looks like a hash brown, doesn't it? It's actually a chicken McNuggie.
I have hash browns in my freezer.
Was there glitter on the BTS? Has glitter.
BTS does not have glitter.
Did they poison you?
They did poison me, but...
Have you tried listening to BTS? Because they probably made it so that if you listen to BTS after eating that meal, you're, like, addicted.
It's like you eat a nugget
it's
and you're
like...
It's
a drug.
You eat a nugget and it's like... Cause and you just bust out in this music and singing.
Oh, my.
I have hash browns now in my freezer, and we put them in the air fryer.
Air fryers are good.
Air fryers are. I mean, I don't...
They're, like, better microwaves.
What's that?
It's
like a better microwave.
Yeah.
It's like a microwave without like the radiation. It heats it differently.
I think it's better for you, right?
Yeah.
It's just different.
When you have new braces.
New braces hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a question for
you. You have
Asher.
Braces on? Oh,
what is your favorite memory in Kenya and then your favorite memory in America?
That's probably tough to answer. It's probably very tough.
And like, which one do you like? What did you like? Which one do you remember more, and which one did you like more?
Ooh, okay, so favorite memory for Kenya. We were at this place called Hell's Gate National Park, and yeah, and so we went on a bike ride at sunset with like a bunch of my friends. And as we were riding down the road, a zebra like came right in front of us. It was like a foot away. It was insane. And we just got to like, and then like after that, there was a bunch of warthogs that passed us, and we just like went on our own little bike safari at sunset. It was super cool and super a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool. All
right, now for America.
For America.
It's probably a tough one.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
I know I'm your favorite person, but like, what's your favorite memory?
Okay.
Facts.
That's,
I agree.
No, just not true.
What?
Stare there, Jake. It's okay. I have cousins. Walt Disney World was really fun. We went there in Florida. That was 2018.
I've never been to Disney World, but
Disney
Disneyland
World
is
really
just
cool.
Different.
Disney World is actually like better than Disneyland, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Although Disneyland is a lot more like connected between like the two parks, Disney World is like a lot better because you ride the bus from one park to the next, and then you get to the park, you see a lot more. And like Disneyland, it's like. Disneyland just feels smaller if you go to Disney World, even though you drive buses between the parks.
Disney. I like Disney. I used to watch Disney Channel all the time. It's not good anymore.
So which one do you like more of the two memories, Asher?
Definitely Kenya. Yeah. Sorry.
Like Kenya. Yes,
actually,
Kenya's
no,
S tier.
Of the two memories, not the countries, the memories.
Yeah, Kenya.
We should make we should have another episode and we make like a country tier list and we have Asher ranked countries.
Dude, London is actually one of the best cities I've ever been to. That was so much fun.
they took an L. Jack,
no, they didn't.
You know what we're gonna get you to do? We're gonna get you a ghost pepper.
Oh,
I still have them. I have it online. But
we could honestly do
a visual camera live stream of that.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that again.
You guys don't have to eat.
I barely eat any, but
I'm so sad that we can't post your video.
I was thinking about it a couple days ago. I wanted to eat another one.
Yeah,
do it.
Then I just remembered the stomach feeling I had. I'm like, no.
The hardest thing I ever had was very low on the Scoville unit.
I'm actually so sad that we can't like do anything in that video because that was such a good video.
Asher, other than Kenya,
I mean,
what is your favorite country?
Yeah.
Other than Kenya, what's your favorite country?
Other than Kenya, probably America.
Yes!
Yeah!
I haven't been to that many other not quotes. I haven't been to that many other
your
countries.
Your favorite American city?
Favorite American
Blue.
City? San Diego.
San Diego
okay.
is like what you wish like California was like San Diego.
Not really, no.
It just downgrades. San Diego.
I wish California was like. Not.
I wish California wasn't California.
I wish LA wasn't real. And San Francisco.
Dude, did you know the city of El Cajon is 3 times larger in population than the entire state of Wyoming?
That's crazy.
That's actually
like Wyoming. Who do you know that was born in Wyoming?
No one.
You were not born in Wyoming.
Dude,
you say you were born in a yacht sometimes.
Yeah, in a yacht in Wyoming.
A yacht in Wyoming. The landlocked state, Wyoming. You were born in a yacht.
Yes.
It didn't have to be water.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be
water.
There's
the yacht.
For
why would there be a yacht in Wyoming to begin with?
Why wouldn't there be? Because on one lake. It's like 2 feet.
Were you actually born on the yacht?
No, he wasn't actually born on a yacht.
Dude, yeah, I was. What do you
mean? I mean, I wouldn't
about?
Be surprised.
I wasn't surprised. I wasn't born on a yacht.
Okay, so at first he says it's a yacht, then later he says it's a cruise ship, and now he says it was in Wyoming.
Okay, everyone's like, hey, you were born in a yacht.
He's
I didn't know what it was
Wyoming,
exactly.
But...
I just know I was born on a yacht.
A yacht. Or a boat.
But yeah, like, actually, who do you know is actually, like, a native to Wyoming?
I actually have a friend that was born with a bathtub. I'm not even joking.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It probably happens more often than
Asher, where were you born?
In a hospital.
Same.
Same.
Did he just assume you weren't born in a hospital?
Yeah, I was born in, like, a tribe.
Okay,
I don't think it happened to, like, how much of Kenya was, like, more rural than, like, America? Like, how much of Kenya was, like, more...
It's
like,
actually a lot greener than you think.
But
there's not, like, many forests. There are forests, definitely. We actually lived in a forest, kind of. But it's a lot of shrubs and, like, green, just, like, small little greenery plants. There's a lot of cactuses, too.
Like,
stuff like that.
If there's a lot of greenery and stuff like that, how often were fires?
Not often at all, because it was
like,
it was tropical climate.
Have you seen how many times have you seen a fire in Kenya compared to like have you seen more fires in America or Kenya?
I don't think I've
everybody
ever,
meet your new host, Jake.
I don't think I've ever seen a fire.
It's a joke, yeah, they're fine.
I don't think I've ever seen a fire in Kenya, actually.
Fires
they're not that often.
Fires in California is like just another
thing. Just the other day there were like 2 fires in the exact same spot.
There's one like less than a mile away from our house in December.
Yeah.
A lot less than a mile. It was like right up the hill.
That happens. That's just, people just go, I was like, it's another morning in California. So I've heard, okay, I'm just going to say, you've been to other states, definitely. Because you went to Disney World. Other than California, and California might not even be your favorite. What's your favorite state in the nation besides California? If California.
Well, I'll say the ones I've been to first. I've been to Pennsylvania, Maryland, I think I went to Virginia. Isn't Washington, D.C. in Virginia?
Washington, D.C. isn't its own state, though.
Yeah, I know.
But
it's
basically in Virginia.
I've been to Nevada. I've been to Florida.
Nevada?
Texas and Wisconsin.
Did you
Texas
say Nevada?
Is
did you say Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada.
It's
Nevada.
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 Nevada. I'm going to say Nevada.
It's right. Not pronounced Nevada, but whatever.
All right. So favorite state, probably California.
What?
He hasn't been to L.A., don't blame him.
Then Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Then Pennsylvania. Then Texas.
Did you see a Pennsylvania?
Texas was a lot of fun.
Texas.
I have a question.
Beautiful.
How many pencil factories did you see in Pennsylvania?
You're so funny.
Transylvania.
I'm the king of funny.
Pennsylvania is
funny.
And then
Jake.
Wisconsin is pretty cool, too. We went in there. No, that was
I have cheese from there. It's pretty good.
Yes, cheese is good.
That's where my family, that's where this, well, I don't, we're not, like, Swanson name, it's not blood related for me, but my great-grandma was born in Wisconsin and came here, ran away.
My grandpa's from Wisconsin.
Also, my grandpa was also from Wisconsin.
New York is really fun, too. New York City, I don't know if you've been, but it's
New York.
I've seen it. I'm glad I stayed away.
Really? It's
I
so
saw
great.
I saw a lady bump into a guy, and the guy's like, hey, I'm walking.
I just like, we do not talk like that.
And then the lady just went like,
hey, we do not talk like that here. Do not
and
say
then
that.
He's like, hey, fuck Anna
about it. He's like, fuck Anna about it. And she turns around, the video cuts off right as she reaches him again. Pretty
I don't
sure
understand.
Died. Haven't heard from that man since. Probably did.
Why did she get so
You haven't been to L.A., though.
She's probably been stereotyped.
I don't think I have, no.
Stay away.
Yeah, do not go to L.A.,
LA
Seattle,
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Seattle.
Seattle.
Don't go to
Portland. You
can go
to Seattle. Don't live there.
Okay.
Portland, don't go to Portland. Chicago.
Detroit.
Detroit.
Don't go to...
anywhere in, like...
Yeah, anywhere in like a blue state, except for like.
Bro, we
got.
We have to keep politics out of this.
This is. Oh, I didn't even mention Florida on my list.
Florida's
fun too.
Florida's cool.
Yeah, color blue means cold. Mm-hmm. It's cold there.
I like cold states though. But yeah, don't go to San Francisco. Just don't.
I've been to San Francisco.
I've never been there. I'm not gonna knock it.
I was super young, but I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but Nevada, do you see any aliens? I drive by there sometimes.
Have you been to New Mexico?
I don't see aliens.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
I kind of want to see aliens.
We did a lot of road trips. I don't know like if we like drove through a little state part, but I don't know.
And then, wait, if you say you have like family in like other state, like well, how many other states do you have family in?
Me?
Yeah.
Just Pennsylvania and California.
Pennsylvania.
Why did you decide on California, though? Why did your parents decide that California is where they wanted to come?
Well, that's where my mom grew up, and my dad went to college here.
What about the Amish? Did you see any Amish in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we actually lived right next to, like, Amish people in the house.
Did you show them your cell phone?
There were so many buggies in Pennsylvania, like the black little, like, horse-drawn buggies. They're
Amish.
Very
common. Those are called carriages, Asher.
Buggies are cars.
Buggies.
Buggies are cars.
Well, in Pennsylvania, they're called buggies.
Yeah. Buggies.
Oh, okay. So, buggies, you call them buggies.
In Pennsylvania, yeah.
Buggies.
That sounds
awesome. Right?
Get in the buggy. So, did, like, the Amish call buggies cars? Or cars buggies down there?
Well, yeah, but they didn't have cars. They had horse-drawn carriages.
Did you ever talk
buggies.
To an Amish man about technology?
No.
Well, they know what technology is. They shop at, like, Target.
Yeah.
They go to Target.
They still, like, act like they go to the shopping center and stuff. They just, like, have farms, basically.
Yeah, they're just very rural.
I always wonder, why did the Amish decide to, like, disconnect themselves from like, technology?
Well, they just don't...
They're smart.
Yeah, I don't know why, honestly.
You don't want to hop on social media, let's be honest.
Amish people are very smart, yeah.
They're just a different type of smart.
Why haven't I seen an Amish person correct me on Twitter, then, if they're so smart?
Because they only have telling phones. We don't even have
anything. They don't have
anything. Also, like...
That's awesome.
I'm like, they don't have...
How do they communicate? Like, letters?
English.
Well, like, what if they want to talk to someone on the other side of the country?
They wouldn't.
They'd probably just use the mail.
They ride horse.
They're just gonna ride across the entire country.
They go say hi.
We love the Amish, though. Because they're just... They're just built different. If there was an apocalypse, and, like, zombies... Where they were saying the Amish would repopulate the earth after killing all the
zombies. Have you seen the videos like the Amish people like picking up a house and moving it?
What?
And like there's a video of like Amish people like picking up a barn and moving it.
I think I saw that.
That's they're,
what?
There's also a video of the Amish building like an entire like two-story house in the span of a day. Like one day.
Dang.
Because there's so many of them that work at one time.
Yep. It's just very they're just very traditional. And their way of life. It's just different.
They have a whole city by next week.
Rome's not the day.
Why
did
you not decide to make the Amish like in charge of all like the building in America?
We should. I don't know. That's a good question. We need an Amish president. See what happened there.
We really don't, to be honest. Like I like the Amish as much as the next guy, but like we don't need an Amish president.
Yes, we do.
Then he'll just like ban social media.
Oh, is that a bad thing?
No. That'd actually be a good thing.
That would be
honestly.
Great.
Yeah, but I like looking at social media when I'm bored.
Maybe we could just go
then
outside.
You'd just be more bored.
Look at the sun. Not stare at it. Just go outside, touch some grass, look at the blue sky. Notice how it's blue.
Then
and then realize how bored
Karens
you are and how much you miss social media.
Yeah, we wouldn't have any Karens and anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, we would.
Karens are always going to survive. They're always going to be there.
How?
I don't know. What do you think a Karen was like in, say, ancient Rome?
They weren't real.
They probably were.
Probably just a crazy person. Just like,
yeah,
crazy.
I think the internet is actually like blowing Karens up. Because they didn't exist much before, like all these videos of them started surfacing. There's people who want to be famous on the internet.
They really started uprise during the beginning of 2020.
2016 was like a change of an era.
Yeah.
He started seeing SJW cringe compilations of feminists getting owned. It's a change. It's like everything started becoming like that. And what is there a solution? Is there a cure to Karens?
Yes.
What?
Elimination by force.
Just ignore them. They're just people who want attention. Just
you
ignore them.
You can't ignore them. They're like in your face.
No.
Just don't pay attention. Don't record them because they can't get internet famous and they can't. Don't just pay attention. Ignore them. Just let other people handle it. Don't get involved and just yeah.
Let the manager take care of it.
Take their phone.
Ignore them. No, don't bother them.
No,
do not mess with them. They will just get more angry and more
delete
crazy.
Delete their BuzzFeed app.
Delete Facebook. Easy.
I know a Karen, right? But they're not a Karen. They're not all the same.
Or how does that make sense? You
like
know
their name
Karen,
is Karen, but
Karen.
They're not like the stereotypical Karen.
Yeah.
They're keeping the school board sane. Karens, man. And then, what would you say the male version of a Karen is?
Like
Michael.
Michael.
Kyle.
Chad.
No,
Chad's the complete opposite of Karen.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Maybe like a Todd. No, not a Todd.
I know several Kyles.
Jerry.
I know a Todd.
Jerry.
No, Jerry's a pretty cool person.
John.
Yeah.
Michael.
John. Michael and John.
Joe Biden.
Stop being no politics.
All I said was Joe Biden. I don't know.
Who is Joe? Your mama. It's like the perfect American family is Karen, the mom, John, and then their two kids. They got a dog. And it's like we're the Millers all over again. You know? You know how have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's like they're the perfect American family, but they're not. They're crazy. They're all crazy. They're all secretly doing bad stuff. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah,
but you've seen the movie We're the Millers. They're
I
like
know
the one. Classic American nice people. They're like a John. They're like a Karen.
Speaking of families, I have my oldest stepbrother is 21. My middle stepbrother is 19. My youngest stepbrother is 16. My biological brother is 18. So I technically have 4 brothers.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're
but
all very similar.
I don't
age
actually
too.
Live with my brother because my brother lives with my mom. I live with my dad, with my stepmom. But I like to call them like step because they're not, I'm not going to say, oh, this is my brother. They're not my brother, but they're not my dad. My dad's girlfriend aren't married. So I just call them that because that's what they are to me. So
just call them Guy.
Yeah.
Next time
guy.
You see them, just call
guy.
Them by their first name.
My youngest stepbrother, we're starting to be really good friends, and
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's nice. I mean,
we're starting to get along really well.
That's good. That's good. No.
They're all gamers. So
a gamer?
I'm not a gamer.
You
like,
are.
Contrary to popular belief. I know, I have the headphones right there.
And the Death Adder and the Blue Yeti and the foldable computer.
What
foldable
computer?
Foldable
computer.
Bro,
that's
foldable
like a
computer.
Flip phone.
Yeah. I think the word you're looking for is
computer.
A laptop.
That's an actual flip phone gaming computer. That's what laptops are, flip phone gaming computers.
Some laptops are actually better than some
gaming
computers.
Computer.
Some laptops are actually like better than gaming computers.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
you have
because
a
some laptops
PC.
Are like $4,000.
Some laptops
mine
are
only
nice.
Like,
a lot of them are.
Mine was only like two. So.
Yeah, and my computer's probably like 400 billion times faster than yours.
This we can't debate this. No arguing.
I can.
No arguing.
It's a podcast, isn't that what part of the meant for is arguing?
Nah.
I thought I came here to scream at people.
I saw the weirdest theory yesterday.
What was it?
It has like a name, dude. It's called panspermia.
Okay,
it's basically
it.
The belief that octopi are aliens.
Oh, that's true. I've heard about that. I don't know if that's true. Just because they look weird doesn't make them aliens.
Yeah, but like
there's a lot more alien-looking things on Earth. Why
no,
octopus?
Okay,
like
the thing
like
is,
sheep,
the thing, this
cat,
is what I read at least. The thing about
Amish
octopus
people.
That makes
Amish
them
people are aliens.
They have three hearts.
No, okay. The thing about octopus that makes them more, you know, different than all those other theories is that yeah, one, they have three hearts, which is weird. Two, they have like almost the same intelligence as humans do.
No, they
three.
Don't.
I'm pretty sure dolphins are smarter than them. Aren't
yeah,
dolphins
okay,
like
sure.
Blue whales are
three.
They have
they're
big
also,
brain.
they have like the most like unique genetical structure ever. Not just genetical. Like,
squid look almost exactly.
No,
like
they don't. Though. Squids are actually really different. But I don't believe or anything. It's just interesting and weird.
There's also the theory that the Earth is flat. So not all theories are correct.
Speaking of,
I'm not saying it is.
The Earth is flat.
We're gonna go there.
The Earth is flat.
The Earth is obviously shaped
in a flat circle.
No, the Earth is obviously like in Fortnite. It's shaped like a giant, like dinosaur.
Are we really gonna go
dinosaur here? Earth?
Dinosaurs.
No, the Earth is shaped like a dinosaur.
Maybe we just
specifically a velociraptor.
We're dinosaurs. We just evolved.
Okay.
That would be lit. That would be awesome.
What
but,
dinosaurs?
You know, we technically evolved from bats.
How? No, we didn't.
There's no evolution isn't real though.
We evolved from a dust.
Evolution isn't real.
Yes. But
also,
well, and the theory going based off the theory of evolution, I'm not knocking.
How
it,
would
I'm
we have evolved from rats though?
It. I'm not complaining with it, but based off the theory of evolution, we actually came from rats.
How?
Rats became
we were monkeys. Oh.
We came
or
from
apes.
Rats.
Hey yo, we are rats.
Rat.
We probably.
That's
came
why
us.
We all snitching.
Snitch. 6ix9ine.
Excuse you.
Summer closer.
Oh,
innovation.
I don't
want
to get into politics.
Yeah, isn't that like more political than anything I said so far?
I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna get political real quick. Cereal is not a soup.
Yes,
cereal
it is.
Cereal isn't a soup.
Cereal's a soup.
Who considers
what
cereal
is the description
soup?
Of soup? What is the description
okay,
of soup?
Here's the main difference. Soup is with like water and like broth.
Yeah,
you
can
with
eat
milk.
Cereal with water.
No, there's. It's just. What is the difference between milk and broth?
Cut on my tip.
It's milk.
Okay,
it's
we're
broth.
Going to look up the exact definition of soup.
Okay,
right
wait.
Now.
Everyone is complaining about how you know gas prices are going up and everything's so expensive.
Yeah, inflation, whatever.
What about milk prices? It's like $5 a gallon, while oil is like $4.30
okay.
a gallon.
What?
If you think about it, if you put milk in your car to make it go, that'd be more expensive than it is to oil.
Yes. Let's put milk in our the
okay.
put milk in their
yeah.
car.
Soup is
yeah. it's like
a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water.
Stock
first
water,
off,
no
vegetables
milk.
Can be in cereal.
Ew,
no
what,
one is
ew, what?
Fruit. Fruit and vegetables. You can put fruit and
vegetables.
Vegetables.
Not vegetables.
Fruit. You can put vegetables in a cereal.
There's a very
vegetables.
Big difference.
Okay,
in
okay. I thought I'm thinking about like carrots and tomatoes.
No,
soup.
There is more than just that many vegetables.
Dude, who puts a vegetable?
Second off, if you make a soup hot or cereal hot, soup.
Wait. Dude, you're probably just thinking you came to America and the intelligence
was
just,
dude, it
what?
Just
okay, then fine.
So
that's like saying cereal isn't a soup is like saying a taco isn't the same thing as a hot dog.
Are you for real?
What is
the
difference between a taco
in the
and a hot dog?
Bowl,
dude,
but it's not.
What's the difference between a taco and a hot dog?
I'm blown away.
What is the difference between a taco and a hot dog?
Are you actually for real
the difference
right
between
now?
A taco and a hot dog is
not. They both have buns,
exactly.
They both have meat.
Exactly.
There's
they
no
both difference. Are. They both
how
have
a taco
two...
shell a bun.
They
no taco shell. You can also have soft tacos. It's a okay.
I'm
I will
done.
Okay.
Oh
a flour
God.
Taco.
They're both made
you have a
flour.
Yeah, you have a flour, and they're both connected at like the bottom, so it's one solid piece of like bread.
Okay. Well, cheeseburgers the same thing as a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, yes. But okay. Okay. If you break off the bread and the hot dog buns, that's two pieces of bread.
Okay,
it's a sandwich.
Okay, but here's my contradiction.
My God.
You wouldn't put a hot dog wiener inside a taco shell.
Why wouldn't you?
People put spaghetti
what is stopping
in tacos.
You
from yeah,
that?
People put spaghetti in tacos.
What
okay?
is stopping
that
you from doing that?
Okay, well,
it is.
People
it's hard
put
okay, what is
in lacrosse.
What is stopping you from doing that, though? Nothing. It's just a meat put in a taco.
Oh, my gosh.
It tastes awful.
You just gotta cut it up and mix
you're,
it.
You're yelling mm-hmm. again.
All right, so, all right, I think Asher, since you'll probably be staying in America, it's only fair that we adapt you to America. So we put you
oh,
in
yes.
this room.
All
right. We got the intelligence level down.
All right.
We have
I'm
American-
like the smartest person in this room.
That's definitely not.
We have the American flag if you don't feel American enough.
That's a stick.
Okay, but all right.
Oh, bad.
Let's get serious. We gotta get you all Americanized. You've been at In-N-Out, right?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's very good.
I know.
Whoa,
right?
What is better, In-N-Out or McDonald's?
In-N-Out.
Good. In-N-Out, hands down.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A's the best.
What's better, In-N-Out or
yeah.
like? Okay, what's better, have you had Popeyes or?
Yeah, I've been
Popeyes. What's better, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
This is a hard question. I think Chick-fil-A. Honestly.
Good. I would.
Oh wait,
I
have a question. So why is everyone complain on Sundays why Chick-fil-A is not open? I never knew that In-N-Out did not open on Sundays.
In-N-Out's open on Sundays, isn't it?
No, they don't.
What? Mandela effect?
Yeah, I know. I thought that In-N-Out does not open. Well, I know.
I got In-N-Out
sure?
on a Sunday.
Yeah, because In-N-Out is run by Christians.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're
doesn't mean
close
that
on
they,
Sundays.
Yeah.
Could
I mean,
they're
all. That doesn't mean all their workers.
Yeah, they don't open on Sundays though.
That's I appreciate
cool.
Chick-fil-A okay. being closed on Sundays.
I appreciate In-N-Out too.
I appreciate a lot of those Christian companies. But okay, have you ever been to a place that, if you haven't been, we're going?
Does In-N-Out open on Sundays?
K1 Speed.
K1's no.
In-N-Out.
All right, so you've heard of Go Kart, right?
No, In-N-Out
yes.
Burger. In-N-Out
Hold
Burger
on.
Is open on Sundays.
Okay. So, riding a golf cart on a track and going fast is pretty American, right?
That does sound pretty American, yeah.
It's fun.
So it's like a golf cart
it,
track?
You, well, it's not
yeah.
a golf cart. It's
oh,
a
sorry, not a golf
ground.
Cart. That's not what I meant.
And people try hard on this. They go a lot. They get memberships. I have membership, by the way. And they just go very fast. It's American. And another thing is, go to a rodeo.
Okay.
The most American thing. What do you think the most American thing is?
Most
Starting
American
around the room.
Thing.
Jack.
George Bush.
No, like an actual like thing, like an
Cheerios.
Activity.
Oh, I would probably have to say, going to the lake and floating with your friends, drinking.
You mean swimming?
No. Going to a lake and just going to a lake and water skiing and doing all that type of stuff. Like the act of going to the lake.
Okay,
I think
sure about you.
The most American thing would be like hunting in Michigan and like getting ducks and then eating those ducks.
Yes.
Okay, Gabe, what about you? Most American activity?
Just shooting. Like
shooting.
Going to
shooting
going down
to your
local
going down
P2K
to your local, going to down to your local shooting range. Your pop pop pop.
School.
Bop, 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 bop.
No.
You
cannot go to school and shoot your weapon.
So basically, you're
no,
the
like
odd one out.
No, like
you're the odd one out. Get
no,
out.
I'm talking about like a, no, like a school to go learn how to shoot.
You don't go to a school to learn how to shoot.
My mom.
Yeah, you do.
My mom.
I took an online course.
Our school has a shooting team.
Well, yeah, but you don't learn how to shoot. Well, you have to have an actual license before then.
No.
Or a license to hunt you'd have before you get shoot.
Yeah, that could
before
be
you're
in Britain. Do you
Before
need
you
a
go
fishing
hunting,
license?
Yes, you do need a fishing license.
What you know what's also pretty American is just not liking communism and...
Well, not anymore,
stuff,
apparently.
Not at Jake. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, that's pretty
you
American.
Take a picture. Give my phone back.
Don't stick.
Oh, stab. This is actually, that karate type is actually American. It's American karate. If you guys don't know, probably don't. He has a bow staff right now. He's waving it around like a maniac.
You stole my phone.
So, in the end, you've never been to a rodeo, you said?
Nope.
Okay, a rodeo is a place where...
Do you know what a rodeo is?
Isn't it just like people ride on the back of a cow?
No.
Or a horse?
A bull.
Bowl.
Sometimes.
Okay. I thought that's
like,
Mexican.
They race. So what's pretty American is we have little kids ride on sheeps and they go really fast. And then we also have I don't know if people ride on goats, but people like to race right to take horses and jump over things.
That's called horse racing.
There's a name for that.
Asher, what are the things that you don't know why Americans do it?
Like why? It's just why.
Yeah, why.
Just why? Hunting? No, I don't see the...
Meat!
I don't
fun.
See anything.
It's fun.
It's fun!
Have you ever been hunting?
I have not.
Exactly! So you don't know the thrill of shooting a bird while it's in the
see,
sky
it just
and
seems
watching it fall.
Sad.
Why does it seem sad? It's actually helping. Yeah. Hunting helps population control. Yep. A lot of the birds that are hunted are like indigenous species that destroy plants and stuff.
Also, yeah, like ranching. Like, I don't get that. Like, what? Who wants to move to a ranch and grow
Have
horses?
Farming?
Give life to horses?
Farming is
give
such a
life.
Cool thing.
Farming
you
is
you
awesome.
Plant the seed.
No, not
several
farming. I mean, like, the people that, like, have horse ranches and, like, you just take look after horses for a living.
Farming
I don't get
is
that.
Real life.
It's fun because.
Did you say farming is only Minecraft?
Just wilderness.
We have wilderness. You could go do stuff. You have to have fun.
I would like to point out that Gabe just said farming was only in Minecraft.
Yeah, we only make our food in factories here.
Yeah, that's a weird way to make garbage.
I think that's how the food in the Maze Runner is made. I don't know how they get food, but it's probably made in a factory.
We don't make bread. We poop out bread.
It's fiber.
What?
Fiber bars.
Just
fiber.
Please,
what goes around comes around.
Can we skip this part of the segment?
We're just going to erase that from our memory.
Jake has a stick and he's hitting
me. No, I don't. You broke anything.
But I've never actually gone to another country. Well, I mean, I have a passport because I went to the Bahamas.
That's another country.
Yeah,
wait,
super American.
Does not everyone have a passport?
No, not everybody in America has a passport.
What? Are you serious?
Most kids don't even have identification until they're 16. Unless they go to another country.
I have a passport.
My mom won't give me my birth certificate.
Is that,
so I can't.
Seriously?
I can't.
That's shocking. I thought everyone got a passport at birth.
You get your birth certificate, social security number at birth.
That's crazy.
You have to go to the DMV and sit in the line
so
for like hours.
That there's people here. That,
wait,
like,
are you
really
just given a
country.
Passport when you're born?
What?
In Kenya, you're just given a passport when you're born?
I don't know. I know I've had them my whole life.
There's always been a big complaint about the small DMV. Well,
it's
I have an extension.
Why don't you just make it bigger?
Make more DMVs.
There are a lot of
DMVs. There's a lot of DMVs.
No. Why are there so many people?
Speaking of what, there's a lot of mattress firms. There's a lot of mattress firms.
I actually don't see mattress firms that much anymore.
There's a lot. The thing about it, have you ever seen anybody actually inside of a mattress firm?
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're just windows.
The theory is...
That's literally, like, every time I've been to a mattress store, I'm the only one in there of my family.
The theory is that there's so many, it could be a money laundering scheme.
Okay, it's definitely not a money laundering because that's what it is like every mattress store. I have never been to a mattress store with more than, like, two other people that aren't in my family.
Jack, right. Do you have Hot Pockets here?
Nah.
Hot Pockets.
We don't really have that much frozen food.
Then why do you have an air fryer?
You got me there. for
cooking
the small amount that we have. I don't even know. I've never used the air fryer. My sister just bought it because she wanted one.
Do you have chicken McNuggies?
Why are we asking about food right now?
Nuggies.
Because I'm hungry.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
We'll
get this after the episode is made. But, air fryers are,
what do you got?
Dodging. Air fryers are weird. It's,
no, it's not.
You put the food in.
It's
hot.
It's
take it out.
It's microwave 2.0.
But without radiation.
Yeah, we have tons of leftover food from yesterday. We have meatballs and chicken wings.
What'd you do yesterday?
I had my sister's graduation party from college. I was proud of her because she graduated from college.
Do you have, like, anything besides a bed, a desk, and a closet?
I mean, my room has really less than this. I don't have a desk.
Oh, no, my room's huge.
Oh, I know, your room is, like, massive.
My room extends, like, all the way to the hallway. My room's huge.
Nice.
I have a big room.
Nice.
I'm rich.
Nice.
I have a lot of money.
Nice.
Don't position Darth Vader.
Don't disrespect Darth Vader.
Hey, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Alright, should we wrap up the podcast here? No,
I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
And that is, genuine question, could you see yourself living and having a long life in America? Or do you honestly...
Okay, I have a question for you.
No.
What country do you like the people in more?
I'm going to answer his question first. Yes, I could. I mean, it's possible that I could live here. I'm definitely going to go to college here, but
higher education is a big deal here.
Yeah, I'm probably will go to college here. And but as far as living here, I honestly doubt it. Like, it could happen. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Where else would you go though?
Kenya.
Kenya. Yeah. Totally.
So you just be a missionary again.
I totally would do that. But yeah, that's an option. As for people, definitely Kenya. Yeah. You guys are fine, but
we'll see more from this.
Just
group.
As far as
thank you. Wait, before you leave. Thank you for listening. This is going to be where we wrap up the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. This is available on 5 platforms.
5 platforms?
What 5 would those be?
5 platforms?
And what 5 would those be?
I'm not going to read them out. I did that the other time. Anyways, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Fiverr.
And I'll see you all hopefully next week.
TikTok.
Bye-bye.